Hold on.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I'm going to start. You're the only one on right now, but I expect hopefully there'll be others. And
okay, I'm going to mute.
We have another four verses to add to the beginning. So
okay, I'm going to mute.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimicha, Tati, Terira, Alephet Gimel, Yutat Sari, Kabel Rima, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayam, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Barhem Taharem, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tami, Gamlem, Betagresh, Saditaf Gimel, Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Petkufet, Tetnunayan, Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pe Zayin Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufav, Zadiyata. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachim V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Nasea won wafesha, the chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, kud shabarihu, ishkin te bid hilu. Urfimud hilu hilu urfimu leyafda l'shem yud he bavav he v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yehi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kanane aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bika Matar, Pane Nan Dekucha, Berichu, Koma de Aved, Leela Witata, Kolaihu, Kishot Biobata, Dikshot, Bele Lachmila Bialma, Divae Barnash, Ledach Yalea, Mineya Ulan Haga, Peya Kalana, Dehakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola Itsterich, Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5779. It's a period to become wise. There are four verses that we will read that connect to this energy. Three connects directly to it, and one connects to the month of Tishrei. First verse we will study is Leviticus 26:18. Dad Ele lo tishmeu li v'yasafti li asra edchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah, it's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine betachta al mishenat hakaneh haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yusameh ishalal uva v'chapo unkava kein paro melech Mitzrayim lekol habotim alav. And the third verse comes from Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani heheleti hakotecha Hashmem al hatotecha. All three of these verses conceal the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name in all three verses are separated by two letters each. And in our discussion this past Sunday, we discussed how these letters that are conceal the name of the year within each verse, these letters are actually teaching us about the blockages that we need to remove in order to reveal the name in its complete power. The fourth verse that we will study for the year 5779 comes from the verses in the Tanakh. There are 13 of them that have the letter, start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. These verses all have the energy of this year, Taf, Shin, Ayin, Tet. And since this year is a leap year where there are 13 months, we will study one verse for each month. And I forgot to put down which verse this is, so give me a second to look it up so you'll know consistently and I won't make that mistake the next month. Comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. Who kam vayach ba plishtin ad ki yaga yado vati bak yado el haherev vayas Adonai Yo hey wa hey Teshua gedola ba yom ha'u Beham v'yashuvu acharav ach l'tashev. The year 5778 as the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. First that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal V'yavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Udlabev Ve'ene Shete Levivot V'evred Miyada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the letters of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. This name is concealed by three letters between each of the letters of the name. Hatati Odiacha. Wawoni loki siti amarti ode ale pashai la donai yo he wahe we atanasata awon khatati sela. The second verse the energy of the year 5777 is a wake-up call or the energy of the goat. There are two verses in this that connect to this energy as well, and that's the first one we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tsaduni katsipor oyevai finan. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create satsuki ach, which translates as appears like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes that we study comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters that separate the letters of the name are seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. The energy of the year is a pause, as I mentioned. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu li-matz v'lo yachlu le-havshit et kol ha-olot v'yehaskum achechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola yo ala me hey 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 aka breaka ha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu va adonai yo hey wa hey ade ad Ki biya yo he Adonai yo he wahe Sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy to swallow up death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machagoyim, asher yitchabe sham u'shaltem, elai el nahum, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Pigelo lametza yoved roav yom ruayom. And the year 5774, the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Visamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this utilizing the letter name with its root vowel, or the letter sound with its root vowel, and we say the letters in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he he a yozala me be he he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ka yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me wa ka be wa shi re yo ke wa la he she ka wa ko me nu da anu yo ke a me re he a yo yo za he he a he me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa ka me he yo ta me be wa me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo anu wa da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re Why yo yo la la hey hey ta ako me nuda anu yo ke wa me le hey a yo ke za hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa ta la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la he pe ayo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ka he be me ka ko a la a he te wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We'll now do the ma meditation, utilizing the same tool. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. The Sadiqim who chose to leave this day, the 23rd day of Elul, it's the 24th day of Elul. Habakkuk Hanavi, Habakkuk the prophet. Rabbi Yisrael Meir ben Rabbi Aryeh Zev HaKohen Kagan. He's known as the Chofetz Chaim from the title of the book that he wrote on Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yehezkel Abramsky. Rab Uziel, he was the first chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel. That was in 1953, and he was instrumental in making the Sephardic pronunciation of the letters the standard within the modern state of Israel. Rab Yitzhak Flushberg. And the eighth day of the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is based on the writings of the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Isaac Luria. You can find his handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. That opens up a landing page, and please scroll down till you find the Parasha of Nitzavim, which is going to be read this coming Shabbat. It's the smallest Parasha of the year. It only has 30 verses. And open up the link there, which is Mystical Mitzvahs, Active and Passive. And we don't normally think of mitzvot as active and passive. We think of them as mitzvot to do and mitzvot to not do. But let us learn what the Ari has to explain about these terms, active and passive. The Ari is introducing the Kabbalah of positive and negative mitzvot. In the course of exhorting the Jewish people to perform the mitzvot, Moses tells them, "For this mitzvah that I command you this day is not too wondrous for you or too far away." It's a very important distinction to realize that the word mitzvah in that verse is in the singular. The Arizal discusses the mystical dynamics of performing the mitzvot. Now, the term mystical dynamics, I didn't write a commentary about it, but it needs to be explained. The term mystical dynamics could really be saying spiritual movement. And what's implied from that term and that description is when someone does a mitzvah, they are causing the sefirot in the upper worlds to change, to move relative to each other. Continuing to read. There are two types of spiritual coupling that we affect by performing the mitzvot. These are the coupling of Abba and Ima, and the coupling of Zerantin and Nukva. There are also two corresponding types of mitzvot. There's active mitzvot and passive mitzvot. These are generally known as positive commandments, do this, and negative commandments, do not do this. And I would add a commentary that, generally speaking, the idea of positive and negative is a modern connotation. In previous writings, it would really be referred to as active and passive. And I think if you contemplate this difference, you will see how the consciousness of the word change has lowered the spiritual level. And this is the kind of secret, the way that the Satan infiltrates our thinking, our thoughts, by having us change words that we communicate to other people. Continuing to read. As you know, our sages point out that the numerical value of my name plus that of the letters Yud and He equals 365, while the numerical value of my remembrance plus that of the two letters Vav and He equals 248. And this is coming from the Zohar and also from the Tikkuni Zohar. I remember we've studied it in both places. There are 613 mitzvot in the Torah, 365 of which are passive, and 248 of which are active. The active mitzvot are associated with the second half of the name Hashem, and the passive mitzvot with the first half. When Moses was experiencing his first revelation of Hashem in the burning bush, Hashem told him, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites, Hashem, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, sent me to you. This is my name forever. And this is my remembrance for all generations." God thus refers to the name Hashem as my name and my remembrance. The word for my name is Shemi, and the word for my remembrance is Zikri. Shemi is spelled Shin Mem Yud, which is Gematria 350. Zichri is spelled Zion Chaf Resh Yud with a gematria of 237. The numerical value of the first two letters of the name Hashem, Yud-Heh, totals 15. When this is added to the numerical value of the word for my name, 350, the sum is 365, which is the number of passive commandments, the passive mitzvot. The letters Yud-Heh, in addition to being the first two letters of the name Hashem, are themselves the name of Yah. So the word my name plus Yah, or Yud-Heh, can be read as the phrase, my name Yah. The numerical value of the second two letters of the name Hashem, Vav and Hey, is 11. When this is added to the numerical value of the word for my remembrance, 237, the sum is 248, which is the number of the active mitzvot. The letters Vav Hey are not a name of God. They're just a remembrance of the name Hashem. The word for my remembrance plus the letters Vav and Hey can thus be seen as the phrase, my remembrance, Vav Hey. This idea of a remembrance is a significant aspect in the study of the Sefirot in the 10 Luminous Emanations classes. My remembrance represents the word tselem, which is we translate as the shadow, but it also relates to the concept of a shadow is a memory of the actual thing. Continuing to read. Thus, the active mitzvot are associated with the second half of the name Hashem, and the passive mitzvot with the first half. And initially, in your first blush of thought on this subject, at least I experienced it, my question was, why would that be? Because the first half of the name is Yud-Heh, why would that be related to the passive commandments? But the Ari will explain that answer momentarily. Continuing. By this they meant that the passive mitzvot are dependent upon the two letters Yud and Hey, which indicate Abba and Ima, and the active mitzvot are dependent upon the two letters Vav and Hey, which indicates Zeron Pin and Nukva. And so you see the two couplings are presented there. But that didn't answer the question that I asked. Thus, when a person performs a mitzvah, he affects both types of coupling. This is because the first two letters of the word for mitzvah in Hebrew, Mem Tzadi, could transform via the Atvash to Yud-Heh, which signifies the coupling of Abba and Ima. By observing the passive mitzvot, the individual causes the backs of Abba and Ima to join with their fronts. This phrase will be explained. Atbash is the most common of various methods used in Kabbalah and elsewhere, in the Torah as well, to relate concepts by substituting the letters of a word with other letters according to a specific algorithm. In Atbash, the first letter of the Aleph Bet, Aleph is replaced by the letter Tav. The second letter, Bet, by the penultimate letter, Shin, and so on. And the first two pairs of substitutions form the word atbash. Mem pairs with yud, and sadi pairs with hey. In general, transforming a word or a set of letters to another via a substitution algorithm indicates that the resulting word or set of letters, the idea represented by the first word, is hidden or less intense. Somewhat concealed would be my addition. Hence, to reach it, the letters have to be decoded. In this case, the idea of Yud-Heh, the union of Abba and Ima, is hidden in the first two letters of the word mitzvah. The second two letters of both the name Havaya, or Hashem, and the word mitzvah are the same, Vav and Heh. So what this commentary is saying is that mitzvah, you have to reveal the first two letters because they're concealed. And that's the idea of the passive mitzvot that are concealed. You don't have to do anything, so you're not aware of them. Whereas the active mitzvot are revealed. The Vav and Hey are revealed. You have to know about them to do them. Continuing to read. This coupling is accomplished by observing the passive mitzvot, as alluded to by the fact that the numerical value of the word for my name plus that of the two letters, Yud and Hey, equals 365, as stated above. To explain this, the numerical value of the word for my name is also that of the progressive iteration of the spelling out of the name Hashem when spelled out to equal 72, which is referred to as the Ab or the Av. And this corresponds to the Partsuf Abba and the letter Yud of the name Hashem, plus the progressive iteration of the spelling out of the name Hashem when spelled to equal 63, known as Sag, Samach Gimel, which corresponds to Ima and the letter He of the name Hashem. As we have explained previously, the name Havaya, the name of Hashem, can be spelled out in many different ways. The four most known ones are 72, 63, 45, and 52. These are expressed as Ayin Bet is 72, so it's Av. 63 is Sag, Samach Gimel. 45 is Ma, Mem He. And 52 is Nun Bet, or usually Ben, Bet Nun. These four numerical equivalents themselves correspond to the four letters of the name Hashem, and thus to the four basic partsufim. The Sefirot in their full structure of 10 Sefirot each. In the following chart, the letters that are varied in order to produce the different values are indicated in the bold. And I'm adding that I've added a link to the charts, so you'll be able to take a look at them. I'm not going to go over the chart because we have seen these charts in very many places. So you'll take a look at them when you have time. The progressive iteration of a name is produced by considering first the first letter of the name, then the first two letters, then the first three letters, and so on until the whole name is spelled out. For the name of Av, 72, this iteration yields the second chart, which explains how that looks, and also the name Sog. So all of these are shown in those charts, and there are essentially the three different charts. But what it's saying is that when Av is added to the Sog, the total is 184 plus 166, which is 350. So you see, that's the numerical value of Shmi, my name. When we combine this value with that of the letters Yud and He, which is the source of these two names, these two iterations, the total is 365, the number of passive mitzvot. The technical term for progressive iteration is acharayim, which means the backs. This is because this operation on a name indicates how the divine essence represented by this name is progressively withdrawn from reality. We are to visualize how first the first letter retreats, then the first two letters, then the first three letters, and Chas v'Shalom, all four letters of Hashem's name has left the physical world, and all we are left with seeing Hashem back, seeing his back, because his face is concealed. You see how the terminology of Kabbalah is very exact. This is looking at it as if we are watching the name disappear into its source, back into the spiritual level, head first, leaving us with progressively less and less of its end or its back. In contrast, the basic letters of a name indicate its direct revelation into reality. This is an unwritten commentary. You've heard the term Malui, which represents the spelled out name minus the revealed letters. So in the case of the Yud, it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet. So the Yud is revealed, but the Vav and Dalet are concealed. The Vav and Dalet is called the Malui, the remainder, but it's also the back. So you can see how this language becomes very clear. Continuing to read. This idea leads to the following. This indicates that by observing the passive mitzvot, the individual causes my name, Shmi, which is equivalent to the backs of Abba and Ima, to join with their fronts, which are indicated by the letters Yud and He. The total of this union is then 365. Thus, by observing passive mitzvot, we ensure that whatever withholding of divine blessing is necessary for the world to operate properly is accomplished together with, permeated by, and for the sake of direct revelation. It appears to me, Chaim Vital, the student of the Ari who wrote his teachings down, that the above phenomena occurs because the coupling of Abba and Ima is the higher and more hidden of the two types of coupling. Therefore, since passive mitzvot are an expression of judgment, They cause the letters indicating the coupling that they affect to be transformed via an algorithm. Thus, the Yud-He are transformed and hidden in the two letters, Mem and Sadi, of the word mitzvah, through the Atbash. Another way of saying this is that the Mem and the Tzadi are concealing the Yud and the He. The word mitzvah, Mem Tzadi Vav He, the shorish of that name, some people, most people consider it to be Tzav, the middle two letters, having to do with command. But as we know, command is an idol worship, so there must be another connection. That other connection is a shorish for the word mitzvah that means connection, circuit of energy. But the world is not ready for the infinite light associated with the Yud and the He, that level of spirituality. The physical world cannot yet handle that due to its impurity. So we must conceal the Yud and the He. But the mitzvah is a connection. But what is it a connection to? It's a connection to Yud He, Vav He. But it can't handle the Yud He, so it has to be concealed. And that's why we call it a connection to a mitzvah. That's why we call it a mitzvah. Continuing to read. Despite the fireworks of young love, the settled passion of maturity is more consistent and enduring. In general, the love between Abba and Ima is relatively mature, settled, consistent, and modest, like that between a mature couple, as opposed to that between Zeranpin and the Nukva, which is relatively impetuous, volatile, arduous, and uninhibited, like that between a young couple. Despite the fireworks of young love, the settled passion of maturity is more consistent and enduring, despite it being more subdued. Similarly, the love for Hashem we express by refraining from what he opposes, observing the passive mitzvot, is less outwardly expressive and colorful than fulfilling his directives by performing the active mitzvot, but reflects a deeper, more mature level of relationship. The ability to exercise self-control and restraint strikes deeper than the ability to demonstrate love accurately or actively. Both are necessary, but passivity causes the greater union. And I would also add, from my own life experience, if somebody had said that to me in my youth, I could not understand it. But in my older age, it becomes very clear and very true. Continuing. As a practical example, as a husband and wife mature, they hopefully realize that they can enhance their marriage more by refraining from negative acts than by doing positive ones. Refraining from negative acts would include avoiding anger, criticism, name-calling, or blasphemy, and arguments, as well as avoiding negative habits that make one a less attractive or less functional partner. Overeating, undersleeping, surrendering to our animal lusts. Positive acts would include active demonstrations of consideration and love, such as giving compliments or gifts helping each other. Both are necessary, but it is harder and therefore calls for more devotion to resist a second helping of chocolate or a chance for a cutting criticism than it is to give a compliment. When a person performs an act of mitzvah, he causes the coupling of Zerampin and Nukva, which are indicated by the Vav and the Hey of the name Hashem, and of the word mitzvah. This is because the letters of the name Hashem are the same as the word mitzvah, except that the first two letters of each are transformed into each other via the Atbash, as stated. Then the numerical value of the Vavhe is added to that of the word for my remembrance to give the 248 active mitzvot. Thus, in performing active mitzvot, there is no need to transform the letters that indicate these mitzvot, Vav and He, in producing the word mitzvah, since the union they affect, that of Zerampin and Nukva, is not hidden as it is that affected by observing passive mitzvot, that of Abba and Ima. Earlier in this Torah reading, Moses says, the hidden things are to Hashem, our God, but the revealed things are to us and our children forever, to do everything in this Torah. It is explained that the hidden things refers to the first two letters of the name Hashem, Yud and He, which indicate Abba and Ima. Here alluded to by the words Hashem, our God. The word for but the revealed things in Hebrew, Vav HaNiglot, begins with the letters Vav and He, and can thus be read, Vav He are revealed, alluding to the union of Vav He, Zerampin and Nukva, the children of Abba and Ima. That is the end of the writings of the Ari. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow at 7 a.m., we will have a Slichot service. And at 4:30, we will have our Deep Zohar class, where we will continue with Section H, 8 of the Parasha Lech Lecha. And at 7 p.m., all times are West Coast times, we will have a study of the Tikkuni Zohar. Does anyone have any questions?
I don't have a question, but I kind of have a comment, unless somebody else has a question first. It seemed like I remember in one of our classes, I don't think I thought this on my own, that in reality the negative commandments are really positive commandments concealed, because if you don't do a negative commandment, it becomes positive. A positive action,
I remember that also as part of one of the studies that we did. I don't remember which one, but I do remember what I do.
Right, okay. I also remember another book. Okay, that's okay. You go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's also a now that we've studied this writing from the Ari, we have a deeper understanding of how the passive mitzvot or the negative mitzvot are really creating the union between the upper world, the upper worlds of Yud and He, of Chokhmah and Bina. And that's the idea of the concealment. It's also related to the halakha about sexual union between marriage partners. that it needs to be under the covers, it needs to be concealed. And the reason for that is to emulate this union of Yud and Hey that is concealed. And yet in our youth, many people, you know, cannot understand why we need to have this concealed. And you can see it clearly here that in the youth, having to deal with the Vav and Hey, the halakha really isn't that. But they didn't write the halakha that way. They wrote the halakha that it's always to be concealed. And that's a question that has to be studied as to why that is. I mean, I can postulate an idea that it is that way because the sooner we get to that level of the passive mitzvot, to understanding the passive mitzvot, to concealing the unity between the husband and wife, the more we are growing spiritually. So which comes first, the mental idea that we're growing or the action of concealing?
Mm-hmm.
But continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I don't. It must not have been important. Oh, I know what it was. It was just a little cute thing. When it's mentioned in the commentary about, compliments rather than criticism, which you have a lot in a marriage, you know. And this week I mentioned to Tony, I said, do you get tired of me always having to hold on to your arm or your hand when we walk? And he said, no, he said, you're my caboose, my little caboose or something. And that's what came to my mind when you read that paragraph, you know. And then one of the nurses said, y'all are still holding hands? Every time they see us, we either have got him by the arm or we're holding hands, you know. And I said, yes, but it's past the limit. It's now a necessity. So we kind of laugh about it. So I guess it's what we have to do, you know. Ari's writings are just, wonderful. That last paragraph, all I could think of was awesome. The only word.
The last paragraph has to do with the 11 dots.
To me, it was just kind of, it's just a wonderful, to me, kind of summarized it, but...
It does, I agree.
Yeah. And we could constantly, I don't know, would we call them the parts of theme when we, the 72, the 63, the 45, the 52, you know, with Av and Sag and Ma and Ben. Are those considered parts of theme?
Only if they're complete with a structure of 10.
Okay.
So, you know, but essentially what we're saying is when you spell out the name, you are creating the complete structure.
Mm-hmm.
So 72 is Ayin Bet in Gematria. 72, can Chachma be a Gematria 72 without being spelled out? No. And what happens when you spell it out? You are combining the back of the Sephira with its front, with the revealed and the concealed. So the answer to your question is yes, the 72, the 63, the 45, and 52 are Partsufim. They're the gematria that the Kabbalah uses to refer to the Partsufim. So sometimes we'll say Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukra, And sometimes we'll say Chachma Bina Zerantin in Malchut or Tiferet in Malchut. And what are we really saying? We're saying, when we say Chachma Bina Tiferet in Malchut, we're saying these are the revealed. These are the Sefirot without the fulfillment of the Partsuf, the complete structure.
It gives you this one definitely has to be read more than one time. So I have to read this one several times. Yeah.
Well, it gives you an understanding, a deeper understanding of when you first start to study Kabbalah and all of a sudden they say Chachma and then they say Abba. And you ask the question, what's the difference? And they'll tell you, well, they're the same thing. But now we know they're not really the same thing, but they are. Because it's Chachma with Ten Sefirot within it. That's a complete structure. That's a face as opposed to a back.
Mm-hmm.
Partsuf is face, Achrayim is back. But, you know, when I say to you that the language of Kabbalah is exact, you're beginning to get a sense of that from this discussion. Any other questions? You have a beautiful evening, and hopefully we'll see you in the morning.
Well, I have another doctor appointment. This one is the thyroid
but
doctor. I think that's my last. That's my last one.
Baruch Hashem. It's all part of the process.
Right. Well, it's like I tell you, every 6 months, you got to see each doctor for a different body part. So. Okay.
I know.
Thank you so much. This was really nice. This was.
Shalom.
Oh, hi, Brandy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.